Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Switch it up for a minute. Joel Corey joining us on the show, former NFL agent. He studies contracts, studies CBAs amongst players, and obviously their entities that they play for. He joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Joel, thanks for joining us this morning.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Joel, first off, Lima brought up a very great question. Can you explain this to us here? Because Gerald McCoy was a possibility for the Cleveland Browns about a week ago. And Gerald McCoy ended up signing with the Carolina Panthers. Yeah. And there was a question of whether or not the Browns should sign him to something like $10 million because of something called the rollover cap space. Can you tell us about this concept of rollover cap space and how it would have hurt the Cleveland Browns?
Well, you can carry over any amount of your unused cap room from one league year to the next. That's a new feature in this CBA. It didn't exist in previous CBAs. So that means the league-wide cap of $188.2 million this year is not what the team's actual working cap number is, or cap number is, since you can roll everything over. Last year, the Browns carried over from 18 to 19, $56.5 million of cap space. So what's called their adjusted cap is a little over $246 million. Right now, there's a shade over $32.5 million in cap room. So if you gave Gerald McCoy $10 million on a one, then you're effectively reducing your actual cap room surplus, which is what you could carry over to the next year. So that's what has the effect. This is a screwed-up system, in my opinion, from the standpoint that if you're going to have a league minimum spend, it shouldn't be based on what's called the unadjusted team cap, which is $188.2 million. It should be off of each team's adjusted cap. That needs to be corrected in the new CBA, or you have a shorter spending minimum period. It's 4 years now. Really shouldn't be any more than two, preferably one.
Joel Corey joining us on the hotline, but help me out here. If the Browns were so far under the cap, then why couldn't they just offer so much more money to Gerald McCoy? I mean, we always
they
joke
could.
It's not
they
our
could.
Money. But would that have impacted things going forward?
Well, it doesn't, because it reduces what you can do in the future. One thing we don't know is that the next CBA is going to still have this carryover cap space, like it in its current form right now, because it didn't exist previously. So after 2020, maybe they wipe that out, so you can't carry over cap room. That's the unknown variable. But I'm assuming that that's going to be part of the status quo. And you could carry it over from the last four-year spending period, 2013 to 16. So you can keep carrying over cap room indefinitely. So it doesn't to me. That you very easily could have paid them 10 out of 1. But if you're trying to plan for the future, which is what Indy's doing as well, and they had more cap room than anybody, and they've been very judicious in their spending because they know they're people that they have to take care of down the road. If you're looking at who you have to take care of down the road, and you're going to want that carryover cap room so you can use it in the future.
All right, Joel Corey, join us on the hotline. Now, the Carson Wentz deal was big news in the NFL over the last week. Now, it looked like it was a pretty good deal for the Eagles organization, although you got to remember he's had injuries the last few years. So got us to thinking, what happens with Baker Mayfield in a few years? Would the Browns be offering him this type of an extension after year three? Or is Baker going to hold out for a new CBA, or is he going to want even that much more money down the road and wait a year?
Well, when he's going to be eligible for a new deal, if there isn't a labor disruption, there'll be a new CBA in place because he can't even negotiate a new contract until after his third regular season, which would be after the 2020 year. So when you're coming up to negotiate to begin with, it's going to be under the new CBA. So he doesn't have that same issue that Carson Wentz, Jared Goff had, which obviously wasn't consideration for Wentz. This deal won't be relevant to Baker Mayfield if he continues to build upon what he did as a rookie. The deal that you need to watch out for and how it could affect Baker Mayfield is whatever Patrick Mahomes gets if they do him early. He's not even eligible for a new deal right now. He will be after this upcoming regular season. And if he does anything remotely close to what he did this year, that's the first $40 million per year player in the NFL. I'm not saying Baker Mayfield is going to top Patrick Mahomes, because whatever the standard is, Patrick Mahomes will beat it by a pretty good margin. But that will have to be factored in the marketplace. By then, you may have Andrew Luck, who has a new contract. And if high-end contracts are pretty much made to be surpassed. Jared Goff and Carson Wentz have the same agent. So I can't imagine too many scenarios where Jared Goff, even though he looked terrible in the Super Bowl, is going to sign for less than Carson Wentz.
Joel Corey joining us on the show. We keep getting warnings about 2021, long-term work stoppages. Do you think players will be equipped for a long-term work stoppage by then?
Absolutely not. Players aren't equipped to live next year for the most part. players overspend money. That was my experience as an agent. It was like pulling teeth trying to get guys to save money. Some guys were great and were very frugal and cheap, which I liked. But some guys play that keeping up with the Joneses in the locker room, and the ones who do it are the ones who probably shouldn't be doing it. Just because your teammate has seven cars, buy seven new cars are depreciating asset, you don't need to follow suit.
Joel, I want to ask you about Duke Johnson. That was one of the big controversies last week, really one of the only controversies Browns have had in a long time, where they obviously bring in Kareem Hunt, they draft Nick Chubb, and even though Hunt's not going to be available for the first half of the season, you've got Duke Johnson reiterating that he wants to get traded, and then Baker Mayfield ends up speaking about it publicly. How would you put out those kind of fires if you were in that locker room or if you were running the Browns right now?
Well, between what Freddie Kitchens said and Baker Mayfield said, that pretty much should effectively end it. Duke Johnson isn't going anywhere until it makes sense for the Cleveland Browns to get rid of him. He's an insurance policy until Kareem Hunt comes back and can demonstrate that he's still Kareem Hunt if he gets back on the field. So right now, he's going to be held hostage, whether he likes it or not. Maybe that's not the appropriate term to use. But teams don't trade guys because guys want to be traded. Teams trade guys when it makes sense for them for the most part, or at least guys when there's no longer enough justification to keep you around for that salary. So Duke Johnson's just going to have to look at this as like it's an audition for his next suitor, be a professional, and play to his best of his ability, because he's not going to be able to force his way out.
Well, if he wanted to, if he were really going to do that, because we heard that he could be fined up to $80,000 for not coming to the mandatory minicamp, not going to training camp. If you're willing to do that, I mean, if he wants to be traded, should you be willing to pay that freight and give up the $80,000 if you're Duke Johnson?
Oh, it's a lot more than that if you're trying to force your way out, because almost 90 for mini camp, and then once training camp starts, it's a $40,000 fine per day. Training camp's roughly, what, 35, 40 days? So if they want to enforce the full fine, you're going to be like around $1.4, $1.5 million. So you better have a whole lot of resolve if you're going to go that route. That's one thing his agent needs to do, is explain to him what the ramifications are if you are going to try to force your way out. But typically you got a new head coach. The GM hasn't been here all that long. Some teams don't like to set the tone that you can stick a gun to their head and get what you want. So you need to do that with your own peril and know who you're dealing with before you start that. And also you need to test your players' resolve. The last thing you want to do is start down that road knowing that it's doomed for failure.
Would you tell him to stop saying he wants to be traded? Because could we see ourselves in a scenario where he gets questioned every day of practice and goes, yeah, I still want to be traded. Still want out of here, yeah?
Well, it depends on what his objective is. If he's just complaining because he doesn't like the situation, then we know that now, so stop. But if you have a more strategic plan, which I don't know whether they do or not, then it would make sense to potentially to keep doing that, because if you're trying to get yourself out of town, then it may make sense to talk about that.
Joel, thank you very much for the time. All the best, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sure, anytime.
Joel Corey joining us, CBS Sports on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. That sets up a bizarre situation for the Cleveland Browns.
Well, not to mention, you just had Mary Kay write this week that it's done. They need to move on from Duke Johnson. That can't continue to, you know, fester in a locker room. And there's Joel Corey, who's been on every side of this, saying he's not going anywhere. The Browns are not just going to simply trade him.
216-578-0092. Get to this when we come back. Also, the Would You Rather update. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.